We expect students to come onto campus and be Fredonia ready, but we want Fredonia to be student ready.
Fredonia senior Monica Manny is majoring in journalism. She authored an article about making sanitary products accessible on campus for students in need.
There was a woman on Fredonia's campus, and she was kind of walking around asking for sanitary products, and they said that there weren't any. One of my mentors from school was just telling me how, you know, that she had to look around her room to find some for her, and she was able to find some for her. But then we were just thinking, like, there are none in any of the restrooms on campus.
And that inspired Manny to develop Fred Flow. She's created a club and program.
There were so many people who had the issue, not a lot of people talking about it. So when I did the article, so many people were like, yeah, no, I had to run across campus, give pads to my friends. Like, I had to go back to my dorm, get pads from my dorm, worried about, you know, if I was going to bleed through my clothes on my way to my back to my room.
I thought it was a great idea because I remembered that we used to have machines and people had to have coins, and often the machines weren't stocked appropriately.
SUNY Fredonia President Virginia Horvath embraces Manny's work on this initiative. She agrees students should have quick and easy access to the products when needed.
Especially on a campus where people may not be near their residence hall rooms, that can create a problem if they're 10 minutes away and have just 5 minutes between class and realize that they need those supplies.
Next semester, Fredonia will launch a pilot program. Sanitary products will be placed in dispensing machines free of charge in all gender restrooms across the campus. Manny tells WBFO News they must be inclusive.
Some trans men also have periods, so we need to make sure that we're being inclusive, reason being we're putting them in all of the all-gender restrooms so that there's no, you know, we don't have to expose anyone or anything like that, because that's absolutely what we're not about.
To have everyone realize that when we talk about menstrual supplies, it's not just women, that there are people who are in gender transition and those who are not identifying as women. So we have all-gender restrooms, but we need to make sure that everyone who has a period has a way to have supplies through the day.
Along with inclusivity, Manny's goal is to decrease the stigma around menstruation, breaking myths and taboos. But Manny was surprised by the response from her generation and the willingness to discuss the topic.
There are also a lot of questions that people have that they kind of missed out on in middle school as far as health, and they feel like now it's too late to ask the questions because they feel like they should know already. And that's one of the things we talked about, like, at our town hall meeting, just like ovulating. Do you know when you ovulate? And people are like, no. And I'm just like, yeah, me either. We need to learn this. We need to figure it out because this is really important to know for no other reason but to be in tune with your body.
Manny set up a GoFundMe page to help assist the program. But President Horvath established an endowment called the Monica Manny Fund for Student Health and Wellness. This will generate unrestricted dollars each year to provide the supplies.
Once it reaches the endowment level, which should be soon, then the interest from that endowment will have funds in perpetuity.
Manny graduates this May. She is hopeful the program will sustain itself for future generations.
That's what I'm hoping because it is so necessary, and it's going to be necessary for a very long time. So I just want to see it, make sure that for no, you know, personal benefit at all, but just making sure that people are prepared.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.